On today's episode, we're going to talk about how to discover yourself and how to make yourself happy, how to run a business on a tropical island, and why you need to question everything.
Let's go!
This is the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision by guiding them to profitability. Today, we have Lizelle Zeger. She is the CEO of Future You Coaching. Through her one-on-one coaching, Lizelle dives deep and introduces you to who you really are, helps you discover your true life purpose, and empowers you to live life on your own terms. How are you going today?
Hi, Jonathan. I am living my dream life. It is another beautiful day, and I'm just happy to be here. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. I'm really excited to pick your brain. To people that are listening, you are calling all the way from the beautiful, lovely area, region, state of Hawaii. How is the weather outside today?
You know, it is gorgeous. Yesterday it was actually raining, and this morning it was gray, but the sun just came out. The ocean is turquoise and blue. The sky is blue, and it's going to be beautiful. So awesome. I am just so happy.
Very good. It's good to hear. Well, we're really excited to kind of dive in deep into how we can live life by our own terms. But before we get into all of that, we have to start the podcast off the same way we do every single time, and that is with an icebreaker. So imagine you just had the absolute best day of your life.
Okay.
Where are you going to eat? And what are you going to order in order to make your day complete?
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'll probably have to share one of the best things I've ever eaten. And it's actually this place in Japan. It's called the Tsukiji Market. And at this market, they go out into, the fishermen go out into the ocean, they get their fish, they bring it back, and they serve it in the restaurants that are right there. And I love sushi, and so I ordered this bowl of sashimi, which is basically sushi without the rice and all that other stuff. It's just the fish. And I remember I was just there in March, and I remember eating the fish and not having to use my teeth to bite it. I can just smush it with my tongue, and it was so good and so delicious. And it's just bringing me back there. So, I was. Go to Japan, eat it there in the market.
Very good. It's always been a lifelong dream of mine to go there, so I'm very jealous that you were able to go there.
You need to go.
I feel like I have to, right? Yeah. It's like a bucket list item. Go to Japan and eat amazing sushi. So
yes, totally. That's the place to go.
Good to know. So without further ado, please tell us a little bit more about yourself. Who are you and what is your story?
All right. Well, right now I am here in Hawaii, but I didn't always live here. I was actually born and raised in Southern California. I did the whole mainstream life track, right? So I went to school, I got good grades, I went to college, I graduated, I got a job. And in that job, I was doing customer service. I'm really all about helping people. That's just my spirit. That's who I am. And so I worked in just jobs where I was helping people, you know? And one of the jobs I had the longest was I was actually working in mutual funds. And I was working on the phone, and it was in 2008 when I was already there for a couple of years, and that's when the crash happened. And I just remember getting a lot of calls of really angry people yelling at me, asking me where their money was. And I'm like, talk to your financial advisor, right? And it really got to me. And I realized, this isn't the right job for me. I need to find something else. And so I did some exploring, and I had a friend in the medical field. He was an occupational therapist. He's one of my mentors. And he said, you know what? You would be a great OT. You should look into it. And I was like, oh, okay. If I can get out of this job and I can go back to school and help people in another real way, let's check it out. So I did that. For a few years. I loved it. I was helping people. I was not sitting in a cubicle. I was sitting with them one-on-one, sometimes in groups, and I was working with adults in hospitals and, other health facilities and really helping them transition from a surgery or a fall or a heart attack or a stroke or something like that and help them transition to go back home and be independent and be back with their families. So I was making really, really big impacts in people's lives until I realized that was even in this field of helping and really helping, there were a lot of limitations as far as time goes, and a lot of people were under certain medications that didn't allow them to be fully present with me or even realize that I was helping them sometimes. And it just got to a point where I was like, there's got to be another way. And I just felt like I was trying to help people and kind of getting to a dead end. And I worked with a life coach myself. I worked with a business coach, a life coach, and I had to find out, like, I knew there was more. And I knew I was on the right track. I just wasn't finding the right fit. And after getting coached myself, I was able to realize that I had this potential that was untapped, that I knew existed. I just couldn't find the door in. And when I found that, I realized that the world was my oyster. I want to be a coach and help other people find that within themselves as well. And actually, now it's last year, the summer of 2016, my husband was kind of feeling the same way that there was more. He was working in the financial world for 14 years, and he's like, I'm ready to leave the cubicle too. So we both said, okay, what do you want to do? We don't have kids yet. And I told him that my dream since I was in high school was to live in Hawaii, because I came here for vacation once and fell in love, and he loves it too. He grew up coming here for vacation with his family as well. And we said, okay, well, now's the time. Let's sell the house. Let's sell our stuff. We'll keep one car. So we sold my car. We traveled, and that's when we went to Japan and we went all over like the Western US, and we settled here in Hawaii. So now we are both located. Independent. I do my coaching on the phone and through video chat, and he has, his own business on the side. He's also working remotely with his job, so he's still helping people that way, the people that he's been helping for so long. And here I am. Actually, you can't see now unless I stand up, but I'm 8 months pregnant and we're expecting twins.
Oh
So
wow,
there's
congratulations.
thank you. There's a lot of really amazing things happening this year, and it was really just making that choice that changed everything for
That
us.
is so cool. Well, congratulations. I can say you are definitely the first person to be bearing child on the podcast. So consider yourself the very first. I feel like I have to give you like a certificate or something like that. But I'm really curious, and I want to dive in deeper about being location independent. How are you able to do that and live a sustainable lifestyle? Being able to do all the things that you love doing, but still find time to run a business?
Oh, yes. I love this question so much because the real answer is it sounds like it's backwards. Okay? So a lot okay, so you know from my story that I didn't grow up in a family of entrepreneurs. I did not have friends who owned businesses. I had, maybe two. And I was friends with business owners, but they weren't people from my own circle, people that I grew up around, people that I was just normally surrounded by. So I had to do a lot of searching, a lot of research, and a lot of learning. And what I discovered in this past year is that in order to be successful in starting a business or creating a successful business that you love, it has to circle around you. Because so many of us live this life wearing a lot of hats, right? Like different roles in life. So mom, like, let's say a woman, right? Mom, sister, daughter, coworker, maybe entrepreneur. Maybe she does extracurricular activities and has other responsibilities outside of home and work. And what we have to remember is, what is the common thread? It's you, right? So you have to look at yourself and really know what's important to you. What are your values? What's meaningful to you? Start with that as your foundation and then create the business around that. So for me and my husband, we wanted to leave California, leave the mainland, come to an island in the middle of the ocean and say, okay, what do we want? Not by ourselves, but we want to be out here. We have this, our purpose is to help businesses here in Hawaii. And so we wanted to do that, but we also wanted time to go to the beach and go on hikes and go eat food. And so we had to find a business or create a business that allowed us the time to do that. And also taking that time zone into consideration. Mm. So and you know what, for everyone it's different. But the main thing is you have to take care of yourself first, because if you look at everything else and trying to help everyone else and do all the things, then you can't be taken care of.
So let's just give you a hypothetical situation, and maybe you can guide us through the process. Say that I am an individual who is blind in business. I don't know what to do, but I've had a business for a really long time. How can we focus on ourselves in order to set ourselves right? What will that allow us to do in the future?
Okay, so I would ask you questions. So I would ask questions like, what is your business? How long have you been doing it? What is the goal of your business? And like, is it to help others? Is it to make money? Is it to, you know, are you franchise? Like what? Like, where is your business going? What is the vision of your business? That on the side, that's your business. Now, what is your vision for your life? What do you want for yourself? What do you want out of this experience of being a business owner and out of being a human, right? What do you want? And so you look at it here, and now we have both. And it's, okay, how do these fit together? And we look at, well, I look at habits. I look at your patterns. And what I love doing is what I call pattern hacking. We live life in cycles, right? Mm. We live life on routines. And a lot of times people don't know that certain routines are not serving them because they've been doing it for so long. And that's just what they're known for, or that's just what they're comfortable doing. But if you're always comfortable, you can't grow. That's just not how it works. And so if your business is comfortable and it's just sitting here, you're not helping the goal on either side. So that's, I mean, my coaching is tailored to each individual, each entrepreneur, because everyone is in a different place in life and business. But really it comes down to, what do you want out of this? Because this is your life and this is your business.
Do you find that a lot of entrepreneurs that you talk to are selfish and have these, you know, me, this is what I want, this is what I want to do? And is it realistically okay to think that way? Or do you find it a complete opposite?
I kind of wish more entrepreneurs were like that.
We're more selfish?
We're more selfish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because actually most people are, what do I do? I don't know what to do. I have this, and this. And I'm just like, what do I do? So help them. And what I guide people to do is actually to learn how to be more selfish, not in a greedy sense, but more in an energetic sense, because like I said earlier, you have to take care of yourself. And what that means to, you know, to be selfish is to really look at what is going to help me. You've probably seen that, like the Instagram or like quotes online that say you have to fill your cup first because you can't pour from an empty cup. It's that same idea where we need to take care of ourselves so we can be there for our customers, mm-hmm. for our clients, for our families. And when we get too lost in everything else, then we lose ourselves, we lose our goal, we lose our vision. And that's what comes back to what's the goal of your human experience? What are you here to do? And once you get that foundation, the how just shows up.
Mm-hmm. No, I couldn't agree more with your philosophy, and I love the energy that you produce. We, the millennial generation is very 9 to 9. You know, it's no longer 9 to 5. It's like nonstop work.
Yeah.
Is that a trend that you see as well with your clients and things like that? And what do you recommend in order for them to just like break away from that lifestyle of constant work?
Okay.
I'm hitting the right questions, right?
Yes. So there's this word that is very popular in social media, online. Not so much here in Hawaii, but I know like all the big cities. It's on shirts. It's on the word is hustle. And
I hate that word.
That word just, me.
It's the worst word. It's the worst word.
It's like, what does that even mean? Because when you think of hustle, it's like it could be a range of things, but in that bucket of hustle, it's go, 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 go. And it has no thought. It has no intention in it. It's just this like explanation of go. And it is. You could be going for a long time, mm-hmm. let's say 9 to 9. But the question is, where are you going and why are you going there? Right? Mm-hmm. So what I do and what I do with my clients is I teach them how to unplug from that, how to step out from that. Because again, with that word hustle and that 9 to 9 and that go, 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 it's like, there's something that's missing. And I actually think and know that in order to be more productive, we have to do less. Because by doing less, then you're being more intentional with your work, with your time, with your energy. And that's all limited. You know, we only have 24 hours a day and we've all only got so much energy. It on just go, 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 you could actually be leveraging your time, leveraging your energy if you just do less, connect with others, find a mentor, a coach, network, find people who have been there, and maybe just wait a little bit because something's going to unfold when you just pause.
Yep.
And so that go, 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 hustle, 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 like just blah.
Yeah, no, totally. You have to let that in. And that's like a consistent theme that I'm hearing from you is that ability to work on yourself, let things happen to you, because when you put yourself out there in situations, it naturally will. It's a good segue to another question that I have is achieving your first 100 customers. It's something that I'm sure that you either have or you're trying to obtain. So some may say that you live the perfect lifestyle of living in a place of paradise, doing the thing that you love, soon to be raising a family. What are some ways that you're able to achieve your first 100 customers so we too can live a lifestyle similar to you if we want to? Of course, some people listening right now, they may not want to live your lifestyle, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that dream of it. So how are you able to obtain your first 100 customers?
Great question. So I do a few things. I am a coach at heart. I am a coach in my life. I coach. I love it. But I also do other things. So I actually have a blog I have with my husband because we're out here together, and it's a way for us to teach people more about what a laptop lifestyle is and how to achieve it. And by having something online that is sitting there, right? So it's passively sitting there. It allows people, potential customers, to go to the website, search around, click around, become a customer at some level while I'm at the beach or while I'm taking a nap. And so having something more than just yourself. So it could be a landing page, it could be a website, it could be a blog, YouTube channel, Instagram, something that has a funnel, right? A sales funnel that works. You've got to make sure it works. Otherwise, your customers aren't going to get through. That's a way to leverage your time, leverage your money, leverage your energy, and allow you to be in more than one place at a time. So for me, as a coach, I don't have 100 customers yet because my coaching goes deep, and I've only done one-on-one coaching. But next year, after I find my groove with my kids, I'm going to start doing some group coaching because I know that that's how I can leverage my time and my energy, and also help others on a bigger scale. So.
Yeah, and I even think that there's an opportunity. I'm sure you thought of this now that you will be a soon-to-be mom. There's a whole new market that you've now entered into that you could potentially leverage, which I'm sure you've already thought about. And I'd love to hear it when it all comes to fruition.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, something that I'm curious to hear from you is habits that you have that make you become more efficient throughout your day. So what are some habits that we could that we could hear from you, that we could take with us after listening to this podcast?
Okay, so again, this is my life, and so this is all about me, and everyone's habits are going to be individual and unique. If you hear something that I say now that you feel like resonates with you and that you know you can do, please do it. These things that I am going to share have changed my life dramatically, and I'll just go like in chronological order of my day. And the first thing I do is I make my bed. My husband usually gets up early. He works, a lot of his clients are on the East Coast, so I sleep in a little. Sometimes I wake up. Sometimes we'll make it together. Sometimes I'll make it by myself. But for me, just going through that, going through those motions of really setting the kind of, it's kind of like you if Sleeping and Dreaming was a book, at the end of the book, you close the book, and that's the end. And that kind of mentally tells you that, okay, that's done. And so by fixing the bed, I'm ready for the day. So going through the physical motions of that. The next thing, another thing that I do is meditate or do yoga or do some sort of physical stretching because I am a human, I am a person, I am a physical, I have a body, and I use this body to move around, to make my calls, to take care of things around the house, and I want to make sure that I'm okay. So I'll do child's pose on a mat or just sit in silence or do a guided meditation, which you guys have, like, there's so many free meditations online, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just sit with yourself for 5 to 10 minutes. And the way I think of it is, let's say you have a computer or your phone, right? You use it for work and you keep it on, and all the programs add on, and then you have like 30 apps running, and you try to to something that needs a lot of bandwidth and it skips or it freezes, well, now you have to close all the applications, maybe restart the computer or the phone. And what meditation does for just even 5 to 10 minutes is it allows you to breathe and it allows you to come back to you. And instead of unplugging, I see it as a reconnecting to you. Mm-hmm. So that's the second thing I do. Another major thing is, well, I breathe a lot in those stretches or those meditations. Because, you know, when we're in our heads and we're thinking, we're breathing so shallowly. We're all breathing, mm-hmm. but it's the oxygen that keeps us going. It's, you know, how deep are you breathing? Mm-hmm. How full are you breathing? Mm-hmm. So breathe. Don't forget to breathe. And food. Food is really important. Don't forget to eat. Don't forget to hydrate. We are 70% water. And so you have to keep, especially if you're using your brain, our brain uses a lot of energy. And so you have to keep replenishing it. There's a lot of liquid in our heads. I don't know if people know this, but you know, entrepreneurs, we're always coming up with new ideas. We always want to connect with someone. We always want to, you know, gain more information. And the more fresh, clean, invigorating water that you can put into your body, the more efficient that you're just going to work. Mm-hmm. So do that. Eat healthy. One habit that I do not do is I do not eat fast food because it's just doesn't make me feel good. And I actually haven't had it in a couple years now. So it's, you know, and it's a choice. Everything is a choice, right? Like it's a pattern. It's a choice. It's really about what do you want in your body? How do you want to, how efficient do you want to be? Not just your thoughts, but your body too. Mm-hmm. So I've seen what it does to people. I told you I worked in hospitals and, you know, I've seen a lot.
It's just like, why would you put something into your body that is toxic? The same way that like you wouldn't read something that's negative or toxic because then you become that as well. So don't read anything negative because you become negative, and don't eat anything negative because then that just turns your body into a mess. So you want to expand on that?
Yeah, I also stopped watching the news.
Yeah. You're probably at this point in life, you're probably better off.
Yeah, there's a lot of unnecessary stuff that I don't need taking up space, and you know, I don't need to go there anymore.
Yeah, totally. So the last major question that I have for you is the Blind Entrepreneur. This podcast was created for individuals who may be temporarily blind in business. So to those individuals who may be blind and they don't know their own self, their true potential, their life purpose, what are three pieces of advice that you would give to a fellow entrepreneur?
Ooh, okay. You know, three pieces of advice. So the first one would be to question everything. Question the people you surround yourself with, question the schedule that you have created for yourself, question everything that you have. So, you know, question your beliefs, your finances, your relationships, because everything is a result of past actions. And when you can look at not complaining about something you currently have, but looking at how did I get here? Right. So questioning that piece of it and knowing that what you've done in the past have been choices that you've made to get yourself here, and empower yourself to know that, well, if I'm here now and I want to go there, I can make the choices to get there. So that's the first thing, is to question everything. The second piece for those of you who are blind in business or feeling lost is find a mentor, a coach, a network, a group of people who are doing what you want to do. just connecting with other entrepreneurs is great because a lot of us work alone. A lot of us are by ourselves, but when you can find someone who's already done what you want to achieve, they can help you navigate through stuff that you can't even imagine, right? So definitely reach out on Instagram, reach out on Facebook, email someone who's came across, because, you know, people are a lot nicer than you think they might be. And don't just aim for one person. Try and find 3 to 5, maybe even 10, because it's going to take a while for you to find someone who you truly resonate with. So be patient and know that when it feels right, that's the person you're going to want to talk to. Okay, so question everything. Surround yourself with people who bring you up. And the third, I would say, is reconnect with what you want to get out of life. Because being an entrepreneur, you have to look at what is your why, right? Like that's the thing. Everyone's always looking at what is your why? Why are you doing this? And knowing for sure why you are doing this is gonna help you get from point A to point B. A lot of people, they don't have full clarity in what they're doing, so they have no idea why they're doing it. So when you can find out for yourself the basic why am I doing this? What am I getting out of it, out of this whole experience? That's gonna help you just clear off all the crap and all the shiny objects that can get in your way.
Lizelle, it's been an absolute honor talking to you. Just hearing you and feeling the energy that you possess through the camera is definitely a game changer throughout my day. So I do appreciate it. I'm sure everybody else that's listening feels the same way. The information that you gave, it was awesome. So thank you. You successfully completed the podcast. So congratulations. So the next 30 seconds is all yours. Go ahead and tell everyone how they can learn more about you, how they could be a part of your journey and potentially become a customer.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, you guys, I am an advocate for you to live a life that you love. I know that it's possible, even if no one around you believes it. You can follow me on Instagram. I am High Vibe Wifey. On Facebook, just find me, Lizelle Zeger. I'm in Honolulu, Hawaii. And also I have a blog that I mentioned earlier. It is creatingthelaptoplifestyle.com. It's what I share with my husband as we are doing our own businesses and helping others create their own and you know, having fun with it. Also, if any of you guys, even you, Jonathan, if you guys are ever planning a trip to Hawaii, look me up. I will give you the best recommendations for things you can't find in any tourist website or anything like that. Just reach out and let me know what questions you have about Hawaii, about life. Yeah. And so, you know, that's what I've got right now. I've got the kids coming, but I know I'll be adding more things on Facebook and Instagram as far as how to become one of my clients and also join my coaches, group coaching sessions next year.
Very cool. Well, congratulations again on everything, including life, business, personal, all of it. You know, thank you guys who are still watching and listening for always liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube and head over to theblindentrepreneur.com for more interviews. Being blind in business is temporary, and I hope after listening to the wisdom of Lizelle, you are now able to see more clearly. Go out there and execute your vision. Have a good rest of your day.
Aloha.
Thank you so much for watching this video. Don't forget to follow me on any and all social media platforms using the long last name above, followed by the letter J. If you want to get lost into the dark abyss of YouTube, click either left or right for another video. And finally, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. No, seriously, don't forget.